This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. John Kerry is on a bus tour of the industrial Midwest. Today, the Democratic presidential challenger made stops in Youngstown, Ohio, and Cleveland. In an area of the country that's still struggling economically, Kerry is talking jobs. But the issue hanging over the campaign this week is Vietnam. Yesterday, on the ABC News program, Good Morning America, Kerry was asked for his reaction to recent criticism from Vice President Cheney and others about his military service and his anti-war activism.
This is a phony controversy. This comes from a president who can't even show or prove that he showed up for duty in the National Guard. But I'm not going to stand for it.
NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the Kerry campaign this week, and he joins us from Cleveland. Don, that was Senator Kerry on Good Morning America yesterday. Can you tell us about what he had to say today on this issue?
Right. First off, he did not bring it up in any of his public events in Ohio today. In those, he talked about the economy. But on his campaign bus, he was asked about one particular veteran who was at one of the events today in the crowd who expressed anger to a reporter over the attacks on Kerry's military record. And the senator responded when told about that veteran. He said, "I think a lot of veterans are going to be very angry at a president who can't account for his own service in the National Guard, and a vice president who got every deferment in the world and decided he had better things to do." Kerry said that these guys have no cause criticizing somebody who fought for their country and who served. So he not only went after the president, he went after the vice president on this. But as for the crowds at these events, some military veterans I talked to really did echo Kerry's remarks. One Vietnam veteran I spoke with told me that the bottom line is that Kerry went to Vietnam, the president and the vice president did not. Again, though, talking to folks in the crowd, this is an area where economic worries are really the thing that is most important to people.
Now, what about this other issue, Iraq? Fighting there has been intense today. Did Kerry make any mention of that war?
Not directly. I mean, it's a tough issue for Kerry. The fighting has been intense. It's been a difficult day in Iraq in what's been a very difficult month. Kerry did vote to authorize the war. Kerry is a veteran. But today he really seems to be very careful about saying anything on Iraq. The closest he came, though, was a reference to that mission accomplished banner, that banner that flew behind the president on that aircraft carrier almost exactly a year ago. It was last May. But Kerry used the phrase, he didn't say mission accomplished, he said mission not accomplished, and he used it to talk about the failure of the president's tax cuts to produce the 5 million jobs Mr. Bush promised they would create. And the implication, too, though, was that Iraq has not gone as well as the president thought it would.
Senator Kerry is hitting four industrial states that all held close contests in the elections of 2002, Michigan and Pennsylvania, carried by the Democrats, and Ohio and West Virginia, carried by the Republicans. What's his goal and who's he talking to?
Well, his goal is to talk about the economy, an area where the president is vulnerable. These are swing states. Ohio was one seen as critical to the president. Some say it's hard to really see how Mr. Bush wins re-election if he loses a state like Ohio, and the polls here are even right now. But again, Kerry has come to friendly parts of the state. Al Gore lost Ohio, but just barely. And Gore really scared the Bush campaign here in 2000. He did so by doing even better than was expected in the Democratic stronghold. So that's where Kerry is traveling, places like Youngstown and Cleveland. He's going where he should do well, but he's really trying to rally the base. There are a lot of union signs here, Teamsters, steel workers, firefighters, government employees. He's trying to get them fired up and on board early to lay the groundwork for the effort he knows he's going to need in November.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
NPR's Don Gagne, traveling with the Kerry campaign.